Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Celente back on the show. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for, well, coming up on 21 years. In a couple of months, we'll get him back on to celebrate his 21st anniversary. How about that, folks? That's a long time. He's the founder of the Trends Research Institute, which is a very important organization. He's a publisher of the Trends Journal, which is one of the most important publications in my life. I can tell you that. And, of course, his Trends 2000 book, which was a book of forecasting when we helped him launch it back in 98, is now a book of prophecy because what he said back in those days has now come to pass. He's our good friend, Gerald Celente. And by the way, folks, do not unbuckle your seatbelts. Gerald, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Gerald, I want to talk about trade in a second. But before we do, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't get your thoughts on what's happened this week in terms of the Mueller report and all that. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, we were on record to now a magazine, and of course the interviews I've been doing, that it was a fraud from the beginning, that there was no collusion. We studied the information, and it was the assessment, the conclusion, the never any fact. There was never any fact that was given, no hard evidence that there was any collusion from the very beginning.
They could not come up with any hard evidence. You are so agnostic. I mean, you don't have a conservative liberal bent. I mean, you're a pure reporter, and for you to say, I mean, you're not. I've never heard you. You know, you're an equal opportunity disser of both sides, and for you to report that's pretty impressive.
Well, we said it from the very beginning. There was no evidence, and we're political atheists.
Yeah.
You know, like, to me, I don't see how any thinking adult could belong to a political party. You know, it's like, you know, yeah, how about narrowing your mind down to something really small, you know?
Right.
So anyway, there was never any hard evidence. And so I get this BS from these little prostitutes out there. I call them prostitutes because they get paid to put out by their corporate johns
I call them human clickbait.
Well, I call them prostitutes because they get paid to put out. So anyway, they're telling me, well, you know, our intelligence agency concluded this. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to intelligence?
Right.
Oh, how about Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? Could you swallow that one, Junior?
So The thing, but are you disappointed?
So there was never any fact.
Are you disappointed that in the finding of what you just said, which they did, they found everything that you told them that they would find, which was nothing. Aren't you disappointed that in that, how could they not go through that process and not say, but what we did find was that there was collusion and malfeasance in creating this scenario?
Exactly, because they don't. That's why this country is in the trouble that it is. Morality and integrity are two words that do not exist in the political system.
Or shame. Don't forget shame. There's no shame.
Yeah, no shame. And again, you know, I tell people, Google up the definition of politician.
What's that?
You sitting in front of a computer?
Yeah, but go ahead. What does it say?
Go on. You Google it and put definition of politician. Definition
right.
of politician.
What's it going to say?
I'm going to Google it right now. Definition of politician. Person who is professionally involved in politics, especially as a holder of or a candidate for an elected office.
Yeah.
A person who acts in a manipulative and devious way, typically to gain advancement within an organization.
That's the other
okay?
side. Yeah.
a person that's manipulative and devious. You got your Pelosi's, your Graham's, your McConnell's, your Feinstein's, the not-so-Feinstein's, your little Chucky Schumer's, one arrogant moron after another.
Yep. And
I'm supposed to believe this garbage?
We call them our leaders.
They're not my leaders. They couldn't lead me across the street.
Well, I agree with you about that. I'm going to say this real quick and let you comment on it real quick. I think the most dangerous thing that's happened in America in the last 20 years is the fact that we don't have a media, an objective media anymore. What do you think?
You're 100% right.
That's more dangerous than anything else, I think. More dangerous than North Korea.
The Fourth Estate is dead.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about trade. I want to get Gerald's thoughts on trade. We're also going to talk about real estate. I can't wait to hear what he thinks about the future of real estate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.